How to make contact with God is a mystery to most people. In spite of the fact that they can clearly comprehend the power of God, or the greatness and majesty of God, or the glory of God, they are totally in the dark as to how to approach Him in a vital and living experience. The man paddling down the Zambezi in his dugout canoe hunting jaguar is no more in the dark than the American college student driving around on campus in his jaguar. The good news that God has revealed in His Word is foreign to both of them. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, A Stranger in the Earth. Down through the centuries, there have been an amazing variety of schemes devised by the devil in the human heart. We've all read of the ancient civilizations who practiced human sacrifice in their religions. We've read of people who placed their newborn babies in the hands of stone idols when they were heated white hot, or others who cast their babies in a holy river in some effort to please God. And by and large, the gospel is still a stranger in the earth. The Old Testament says the heavens are telling the glory of God. They're a marvelous display of His craftsmanship. Day and night they keep on telling about God. Without a sound or word, silent in the skies, their message reaches out to all the world. So likewise the New Testament. Since earliest times, men have seen the earth and sky and all that God has made, and known of His existence and great eternal power. But how to communicate with God, how to know He is pleased with them, has forgiven their sins, taken them into His family, given them the assurance of heaven, or being with Him in loving fellowship for all eternity, this is a mystery. Today I could take you to a lovely temple in a lovely and exotic land and introduce you to a beautiful young girl who serves there. You would be struck with her beauty, her charm, her poise. But you'd notice something strange. Her index finger on her right hand is missing. When you ask her about it, she would tell you she burned it off. It took her about 2 hours. One day she just sat down and did it. If you ask her why, she will tell you it was an effort on her part to make contact with God and somehow receive the assurance from Him of His forgiveness of her sins. I could introduce you to a taxi cab driver in Singapore who carries a little piece of tissue in his shirt pocket. It's his good luck charm. You would see a strange pattern of red dots on it. He went to the temple, and the priest took a knife, slashed his tongue, and made the designs on the tissue with his blood. The priest then sold the tissue to the man to carry with him at all times. It's his only contact with God. And so on and on around the world. Witchcraft, religious teachings from India, devil worship, drugs, the list is staggering. Man-made, Satan-inspired schemes. But thank God for the simple gospel, the fact that God is not playing peekaboo with us through the clouds, but has taken the initiative, reached down to us in grace and mercy, and revealed Himself clearly and distinctly in the person of Jesus Christ. Christian, you should spend some time today in thanksgiving to God for His revelation of Christ through His Word. The Bible says no one has actually seen God, but of course His only Son has, for He is the companion of the Father and has told us all about Him. May God bless you as you see more of the revelation of Christ through the Word of God.